Good morning. It's Saturday, August 1st, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a political dispute is unfolding over cyber attacks targeting America's water systems. President Donald Trump rejected suggestions that Iran was behind coordinated attacks on Minnesota's water infrastructure, instead blaming state officials and Governor Tim Walz without presenting evidence. Federal investigators are examining whether Iranian-linked hackers may have been involved, though officials stress the assessment remains preliminary. Minnesota says dozens of community water systems experienced unauthorized access to industrial control equipment, forcing some operators to switch to manual operations. Federal cybersecurity agencies have also warned that similar attacks have been reported in several other states. Investigators continue working to identify those responsible as concerns grow over the vulnerability of America's critical infrastructure. Another news, the Trump administration is making a controversial immigration policy permanent. Beginning August 3rd, U.S. consular officers will be able to require certain visitors from 50 countries, most of them in Africa, to post visa bonds of up to $20,000 before receiving business or tourist visas. The State Department says the expanded program is designed to reduce visa overstays, citing positive results from a pilot program launched last year. The new rules also eliminate the lowest bond option and increase the maximum amount from $15,000. Immigration advocates argue the policy will discourage legitimate travel and create additional barriers for visitors, while the administration says it strengthens immigration enforcement and national security. Around the world, global energy markets remain on edge. Oil prices rose after Iran claimed its forces stopped two vessels attempting to leave the Strait of Hormuz and turned back four others, although those reports have not been independently verified. The strategic waterway normally carries about one-fifth of the world's oil shipments, making any disruption closely watched by global markets. Brent crude has surged sharply over the past month as the prolonged U.S.-Iran conflict continues to threaten shipping routes. President Donald Trump said he still believes a diplomatic agreement with Tehran is possible, but warned military action remains an option. Traders are now closely monitoring whether maritime traffic can continue safely through the region. Another news, Spain is racing to restore order after an unprecedented migrant influx into its North African enclave of Ceuta. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez blamed human trafficking networks for encouraging roughly 60,000 migrants to cross from Morocco after a recent Spanish court ruling on migrant returns. Officials say at least 57 people died during the mass crossing, while thousands of minors were among those who reached the territory. More than 48,000 migrants have already returned voluntarily to Morocco as Spain deploys additional troops to reinforce security. The crisis has also sparked political tensions across Europe, with Italy temporarily tightening border controls with Spain, and several European leaders calling for stronger protection of the EU's external borders. Another news, China has stepped up its military presence in the South China Sea. Beijing announced joint naval and air exercises around the disputed Scarborough Shoal, saying the drills were aimed at protecting China's territorial sovereignty and maritime rights. The shoal is also claimed by the Philippines, although Chinese officials did not directly identify any country in their statement. Alongside the exercises, China introduced new regulations for a nature reserve covering the area, banning unauthorized fishing, mining, and coral extraction. The Philippines has not yet responded publicly. The latest military activity is expected to add further strain to already tense territorial disputes in one of the world's most strategically important waterways. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.